I would like to speak to you on the Eucharist and the Alliance of the hearts of Jesus and Mary. A title like this must seem strange. Consider before we start, I think I should say something in explanation. There are three basic terms.
We can't hear you, Father. Let me use this one.
Before we start, there are three terms I'd like to explain. The Eucharist, Alliance, and the Two Hearts. By the Eucharist, of course, we mean the true body and blood of Jesus Christ, who is really and substantially present under the appearances of bread and wine. By alliance, we mean not only cooperation, but dedicated commitment. And by two hearts, of course, understand the hearts of Jesus and Mary. First, no Eucharist without Mary. It is remarkable how widespread is the ignorance of so many professed Catholics in just what happened when the angel appeared to Our Lady at Nazareth. When Mary told the angel, "Be it done to me according to your word," God then began to be present as God on earth, present, however, with a human nature. Once God became man, He intended to remain incarnate for all eternity. Christ lived a human mortal life. His death on the cross, when He rose from the dead, remained on earth visibly for only 40 days. On the night He died, He ordained His apostles priests. Why? Mainly to continue what He had begun on Holy Thursday. Christ instituted the Eucharist in order to be with us physically until the end of time. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of Mary's role in the Holy Eucharist. Christ in the Blessed Sacrament is identical with the Christ of history. He has the same human nature, but He now is present visibly as the God-man to those in heaven and gives us the privilege of professing our faith in His humanity and His divinity because He is hidden of the Eucharistic species in the Eucharist. All of this we owe to the Blessed Virgin, because she agreed to become the mother of the incarnate Son of God. Now, something about the alliance of the two hearts. You're talking about the alliance of Christ, human heart as man, and of his divine heart as God. On Jesus' side, his love is that of the living God, whose very definition of God is love. This infinite love, who is God, became man. That's our faith. After all, the Eucharist is Jesus Christ, and heaven is the Holy Eucharist unveiled and to be enjoyed by all of us until eternity, which will never end, continues. On Mary's side, her Immaculate Heart is her sinless heart as a virginal mother of God. That was the beginning of the alliance of the two hearts. At the visitation, Our Lady's greeting of Elizabeth also immediately sanctified the yet to be born John the Baptist in the womb of his mother. After all, an alliance is a partnership. In this case, it was a partnership of Jesus and Mary. He, as the source of all grace, was being carried in his mother's womb. She, as the mother of divine grace, was the channel from Jesus to John, to sanctify John, just because she carried Jesus in her womb and greeted with her human voice at the visitation. The church commonly believed that John the Baptist, though not conceived without sin, was born without sin. Mary's son so loved his mother, at the sound of her voice, he cleansed the soul of John the Baptist months before he was born. Mary was the first evangelist of Jesus. The moment she gave him birth, the angel appeared from heaven to proclaim that the Savior of the world was born. All she had to do was show her newborn child to the shepherds. And immediately, they believed. They in turn told others, who in told others, who in turn told us. Every Christian believer, including us, traces his faith to the faith of Mary, who inspired the faith of the shepherds, who passed on their faith over the centuries for 2,000 years since the first morning in the stable in the city of David. That alliance of love between Jesus and Mary that has since generated every believer in Christ for 2,000 years. In the temple of the presentation, again with the lions of two hearts, those of Jesus and Mary, that revealed what the children of Mary and the followers of Christ are to expect. Simeon told Our Lady, this child is destined for the fall for the lives of many in Israel, for a son who will be contradicted, and your own soul or heart a sword shall pierce, so the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Let's be sure we listen to what we are hearing. Simeon told Mary that his son would be the occasion for the fall and the rise of many. In my notes, the word fall is underlined. Ever since Calvary, when his enemies crucified him, Mary's son has indeed been the cause for the rise and sanctification of many. But here it is also been the occasion for the fall and condemnation of many. Christ had friends, but he also had enemies from before he was born. The Herods, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Judases, the Pilates, who condemned Jesus in the first century, have multiplied and they continue condemning Jesus and will continue doing so until the end of time. Jesus, as we know, professed his divinity, though he knew this would hurt his mother. His real father was not Joseph, but the first person of the Holy Trinity. But Christ knew his mother's love for him would not waver, because, like us, she did not fully understand. Building the family on the alliance of the two hearts. All we've said so far was preliminary. What we want to explain now, what do I intend to explain? As a human family, including the modern family in the Western world, must either rebuild its faith in the hearts of Jesus and Mary, or disappear from human history. I am saying an awful lot. Is awesome to predict what will happen to one's sound and stable families in Euro-America unless this Euro-American society recovers its faith in Jesus and Mary. Germany, I'm told, is only a handful of believing Catholics. France, same thing. As the United States is fast becoming an unbelieving, once Christian nation. What are we being told? We're being told that only a believing Christian family can resist the seduction of the paganized world that is inspired by the devil to destroy human life. This faith tells us only the grace that comes from faith in Jesus and Mary can cope with the powers of evil that are being daily broadcast throughout our nation by the media of social communication. We press our question. Can I be more specific? Yes, I can be painfully specific. The heart of Jesus on earth in his human body at the marriage feast of Cana, listening to his mother, asked her son toward the miracle of changing water into wine. So close was the alliance between these two hearts that Mary had only told Jesus while the guests at the wedding, they have no wine. That was enough. He told his mother, and through her, told the servants, do whatever he tells you. They obeyed, and Christ worked the outstanding miracle, which, needless to say, was not necessary. Either did not have enough wine at Cana, or they drank too much. Here we have Mary's own formula for the family in our day, as in her day. Do whatever my son tells you. Christ is the miracle worker who changes not only water in stone jars into wine, but changes hearts of stone into hearts of love. But, what an important but, we must practice heroic charity in our own lives. We must pray especially to our Lord in the Eucharist to convert these hearts of stone into hearts of Christian charity. Western society must be converted. And I'll say it, the conversion of a growing paganized America must be done, the conversion must be done by you and me. Otherwise, the miracle will not be performed. Next, subsection. Practice heroic charity. Here you read our Lord's discourse at the Last Supper. We are struck by his emphasis on the love we should have for one another, the love that is modeled on his own love for us, and thirdly, on the love that very night he would begin to reveal by undergoing his passion and most painful death on the cross out of love. My friends, my last chance in this retreat to talk to you about the kind of love we must have. This kind of love is humanly impossible. Only God can change our hearts, and our hearts, yours and mine, must be changed. Where, over the last 20 centuries, since Holy Thursday night, where has this selfless love been most demanded of Christ's followers? Where has been most practiced, even heroically? Where? Only in the believing Christians who truly believed in the Christian family. I'm saying an awful lot. The average birth rate in the United States is under 2 children for every married couple. Africa is an example to the contrary. About 7 children to every married couple. I never tire repeating that in the early church, Christians were called, I used this expression before, the soul of the world. It was believing, and I mean heroically believing Christian families that gave the life of the Spirit to the world in which they live. It's the same Christians today. America is a massive national scandal to the world. The wealthiest nation in human history. How we need Catholics to show the world what true Christ-like love is all about. Your heroic love as husbands and wives, as fathers and mothers and children, inspired by Jesus and Mary, will restore the family in once Christian nations like America. I go on. How are we to do this? We are to restore the truly Christian family life in the United States, especially through prayer to Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary in the Eucharist, all the pious exhortations I can make would be wasted if I did not strongly urge you to attend Mass, receive Holy Communion, if at all possible. I've said this before, I'll repeat it again, if at all possible, every day. If this retreat will change your lives, or I have wasted the days, Monday evening, pardon me, Sunday evening, Monday, Tuesday, and the first half of Wednesday. Jesus in the Holy Eucharist is here with the fullness of His divinity and humanity. But we must believe this. You don't just say, "I believe." You must act on your faith. Now, the restoration of the Christian family require a miracle. It does require a miracle. It requires a series of miracles. But it's the same identical Jesus really present in the Blessed Sacrament, perform the wonders narrated by the evangelists. Christ, I repeat, Christ is God who became man, shall I say it, mainly to continue working the miracles He began performing in Palestine 2,000 years ago. What must we do? I repeat, I wasted your time, I wasted my time, unless what I'm sharing with you, you put into practice. We must repeat once more, we must re-evangelize a paganized Western world. We have no choice. As the Christian faith goes, so goes the family. All of us, bishops and priests, deacons and religious, all of us, lay persons who have the true faith, have the obligation to evangelize the growing millions now in America, unbelieving people who call themselves Christians. It's especially you fathers and mothers, grandfathers and grandmothers, and your children who will become adults. You have a grave duty. I repeat, I'm wasting your time unless you put this into practice. You are obliged to proclaim Jesus and Mary to an unbelieving world. If you do, repeat, if you do, and the measure that you do it, you will change the present course of history. In the hearts of Jesus and Mary, we have the models what you must imitate. Jesus loved His mother so deeply that on the cross He entrusted to a motherly care all of mankind. Mary loved her son so deeply that he made sure that his own blood spattered his mother. The hearts of these in marriage are also a hope beyond time into eternity. Hear it. Every one of us, all of us, will die. But our work is to continue after our bodies die. After all, the alliance of these two hearts, of Jesus and Mary, are also our hope beyond time into eternity. After all, this alliance of these two hearts continues now in heaven. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are cooperating. Here is our Savior, and Mary is our mediatrix, and obtain the light and strength we need to do three things with which I will close this homily. We need to preserve the family where it is still strong. Do anything. Spend all the money you have, all the time at your disposal. Secondly, Mary and Jesus are now providing the light and strength we need to strengthen the family where it is still weak. And finally, the hearts of Jesus and Mary are active to resurrect the family where it has died. But, what an important but, we must do our share. We must become part of the alliance of three hearts. The hearts of Jesus, of Mary, and of our own heart, united with theirs, here on earth, by faith, in anticipation of our union with them in that heavenly family of the holy Trinity for which we were made. Now, I have a short closing prayer. Most holy hearts of Jesus and Mary, you are united with the blessed alliance that began at the Annunciation, will continue for all time into an endless eternity. We beg you, Jesus and Mary, to unite your hearts as families here on earth. We may all be reunited in heaven with you. Never again to be separated from each other or from you. But, Jesus and Mary, we need your grace. We need your grace to rise above our human weakness. And once we finish this retreat, become, with the help of God's grace, different persons. Give witness to the world that love comes from God, and love will never end. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.